Welcome, everybody, joined on our fourth episode of The Rundown here at Rutgers Newark by our first two student-athlete guests. We have Justin Marks, junior catcher of the baseball team, and we have Anthony Perconti, NJAC Player of the Week this week. He hasn't even been really announced, but guys, thanks for joining me. A couple junior baseball players on a 15-5 Scarlet Raider team. You know, guys, either one of you can take this. 15-5, 4-2 in the conference. Five straight wins, 12 of 14 overall. Awesome start. What's going right?
I think it just reverts back to starting in the fall, trust the new whole mindset, trusting the process. We just have to keep right. We're playing unbelievable. We have a whole different feel to this team. It feels different. I'm sure all the guys would say that. It feels amazing, and we just need to keep the ball rolling. We need to keep playing every day. We got, you know, kind of stuck in an in-between period after Myrtle Beach, but we really showed this weekend especially how good we can be, and I think we just need to keep feeding off each other. We all have great attitudes. I think that's different from this year to last year. We all worked very hard in the off season, and I think it's showing now how good we can be.
You know, it's funny. I when I'm downstairs at the gym, I'm doing my thing. It was amazing to see the presence of the baseball team consistently in the gym all off season, from the end of last year through the summer, fall, winter, and then even now while the season's going on. Justin, has that made a difference for you? Maybe not in the fact that, yeah, we're stronger and can hit the ball farther and run faster, but does that kind of bring the team together, that team dynamic? Or
absolutely. I think it gives us more of a sense of discipline. Everyone wants to be there, so it's a little bit different than the past few years, you know? We had coaches watching us every minute, a handful of guys in the weight room here and there, but this year, no one has to say anything. You can go down and see four or five guys any time of the day. Yeah.
Anthony, I mentioned that you were the NJAC Player of the Week this week. You had an absurd week. I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but all in all, 20 games, 4.23 average. You've been consistent as heck. And essentially, you've really just made the most of the opportunity that you've been granted. What's been the main difference for you? And that's, I mean, you had a very strong sophomore year overall. But what's been that main difference for you this year, and how productive that you've been?
Well, Coach talked about it in the last talk that you had with him, actually. He said it's just been progress over the last couple of years. Freshman year wasn't so great. Last year was better, but I knew I could be better. And it was all about just confidence. The biggest thing for me this year that I noticed was my fall season. That's the biggest thing that I take into the spring. I had a great fall season, so I took that and just kept riding with it into the spring. It's just confidence for me this year. I knew I can do it. I did in the fall, so I'm just, right now it's just the spring. I'm playing games, and I'm just keep doing what I'm doing. Fall was practice where I got better, and now I just have all the confidence that I need.
Justin, you had an incredible week. I think you hit 500 right on the dot, something like that. You know, you're over 300 again this year. My question to you is, in this era of rest and you know, it seems like in the media these days, all I ever hear about is what NBA player might be resting and is it right or is it wrong? You caught 36 innings essentially in 2 days this weekend. Five games this week. You crush it with the bat. You threw out, you know, you're probably one of the best defensive Division III catchers that I've ever seen. Can you take us through that? Does it wear on you? Or is it just, hey, I'm here to do my job? Yeah.
I mean, obviously there's some, like, wear and tear, but when you're 15-5, you want to play. I mean, I told Riz yesterday, after the doubleheader at Camden, I told him on the bus, I said, Riz, I'm good for 18 today. You know, like, a couple years ago, you know, 5-15 maybe, it's tough to want to be there, you know? So it's all just wanting to play and having fun doing it.
You guys have a couple games against Alvernia coming up this week, and you're in the middle of a very, you know, really intense part of the schedule. Who are some guys, and Justin, I'll start with you, who are some guys that pitching wise, you know, you're catching them all. Who are some guys that have really stepped up to kind of help the team and then, you know, kind of surprises? So I guess first off, who are some pitchers that have done a really nice job for you, and then who are some guys that have improved?
I mean, all the starting pitchers are doing a great job. Zib, Conti, a freshman, he's really stepped up to the plate, gone two games, thrown 6 really good innings both games. Rosaleen is always going to be filthy. And then the big guy that came back from surgery, Tommy John, Lewis, just been literally lights out, like unhittable. So he's a big part of our rotation.
Yeah, I mean, he had an incredible, incredible week this week. 2 saves, 1 win, 3 appearances. I know he was 6.2 innings, 8 strikeouts, just fantastic. And that has to give maybe the whole team, but especially the pitching staff, some extra confidence to know it's almost like a shortened game, you know, especially in tight games or, you know, in a big game, you know that you have that big horse that can go maybe 1 inning, 3 innings or whatever to lock it down for you. Anthony, for you guys, you know, you're an outfielder, you know, this seems to be, you know, a nucleus of guys in the outfield, in the infield, in the lineup that are getting the job done. Can you talk about that lineup and how you guys have been performing? I mean, the team's hitting .315 overall, you know, run differential. You guys are plus +69 on the year. How's that working?
I mean, to start off with the outfield, it's crazy to think we have 9 outfielders out there, and pretty much every one of them could play for us, just about. And we have 3 at every position, and I think that helps elevate everyone's game, because everyone's on each other's toes, everyone's on top of their game, because they know it's a short season. If you don't produce, the guy behind you is just as good and can come right in and play. So it keeps everyone up, keeps everyone at the top of their game. As far as guys in the lineup, I mean, our lineup's been switching around, and I think that goes to show how versatile we all can be. Justin went from, what, 4th in the lineup, I think, started, or 5th, to 2, to 9, back to 2, or something like that. We're all switching around. Ryan Zucker's been unbelievable this year. Huge part of our team. Yeah. He's been ridiculous, and that's a big difference from our team from last year. He's elevated his game. He elevates our team, his attitude. He's emerging as a leader as a sophomore already. His shortstop is a big leadership position on the field. So he's been huge, and we have some freshmen that are stepping up big time, and that's helping out a lot.
You know, you guys have played 20 games, so you know you're at the exact halfway point. Unfortunately, no home games yet. Hopefully we get those in. Either one of you can take this, but as juniors, as upperclassmen, as starters, maybe guys that other teammates are looking to, how have you been able to keep the attitude so positive and just getting such fantastic results despite, you know, having to deal with some obvious adversity?
I mean, we all want to play at home. There's no doubt about that.
I'd love to watch.
But, again, it all comes with winning. You're excited to play every day when you're a winning team. We have no problem getting on a bus, driving an hour. I mean, tomorrow we're going 2 hours to Alvernia, you know. I don't think anyone has a problem with that because we're having a great time doing what we're doing right now.
I mean, I just can't wait to wake up every day, get on the field. I love everyone on the team. I don't see, as opposed to other teams where I saw there's the freshmen, the sophomores, the juniors, and the seniors, I just see us as one team. I mean, we have a great leader in Josh, obviously, as our senior captain, but I've taken advice and leadership advice from some of the freshmen who have helped me out. So it can come from anywhere, and we're all just really excited to be together every day.
Kind of lighten it up for a few minutes with a couple rapid fires. You can kind of hit it as you want. Anthony, I'll start with you. I was a college baseball player, a horrible college baseball player, statistically speaking, but I always loved John Olerud and his swing and the way he played defense at first base. Your baseball comp, Anthony, who do you model your game after?
I've always liked to model my game after Matt Carpenter of the St. Louis Cardinals, because I mean, I'm a lefty, so I personally can't play many different positions, but he can play many different positions. He can also hit anywhere in the lineup. He moves around in their lineup, and that's something that I've had to work with this year, moving around in the lineup, and I love it. I feel like I can hit anywhere in the lineup, and wherever coach needs me, I can hit, and that's what I think Matt Carpenter does.
I don't think I would have guessed that, given 250 guesses, but that's a really, really good answer, and hopefully baseball fans all know who Matt Carpenter is. Fantastic answer. Justin?
I mean, as a catcher, I sit and I can watch Yadier Molina, the St. Louis Cardinals, all day. The way he throws, the way he blocks, the way he plays, just everything. He's just an all-around awesome player.
Get a couple neck tats, too.
Yeah, I'll get it. I'm working on it.
No, Yadi's fantastic, and as a Met fan, he crushes me every time. I have to look at him and thinking about that home run he hit in 2006. I'm still living 10 years ago. It was Division III week for the NCAA. They, just kind of honoring Division III student-athletes, and one of the questions that they ask is, why D3? So I'll pose that question to you, Anthony. What works about Rutgers-Newark and being a baseball player here while also pursuing your academic endeavors?
Well, a huge part was the conference we play in. It's an unbelievable conference. We play great competition. There's a lot of great players in it. So that was a huge thing when coming here, but also on the academic side, it's a great school for criminal justice, which is what I want to take up. So I think it was a perfect balance of how competitive this conference is and the schedule we play and how great of a school it is. And that's where how it came.
It's funny. I went to Lafayette and I played a couple of years. And I always say to people, and whether it's my old teammates or other people that I'm talking about college baseball with, that I think that there's a number of teams in the NJAC that would have beaten my team, not consistently, but definitely, in 7-game series, 4-3, 4-2. I mean, some of the horses and the pitchers and the studs that get trotted out in the NJAC are just fantastic, fantastic players. And that's not taking anything against you guys. You guys would all both probably fit into that equation the way that you're playing this year. Justin, you, why Division III? Why Rutgers, Newark, and why is it working?
Just like what Ann said, the biggest part was the conference. NJAC's arguably the best conference in the country for Division III. And like you said, I think more than half our conference can go and play Division I baseball throughout the country. So we're seeing the best competition, Division III, and just...
To speak to that, I mean, at TCNJ, and this is where I think Adam Tricarico comes in for a good piece of insight to our team and where he can help us. He brought up in the outfield to me, when we faced those two great pitchers at TCNJ last weekend, he said, wow, these pitchers are really good. This is my first NJAC game in this conference, and these starters for TCNJ are starters in the MAC, the conference I came from, yeah. Division I. So I was like, it's a great conference.
And we have this talk almost every night at the apartment, just how sick some of the pitchers are we see, and then how they can, again, go play anywhere in the country if they wanted to, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, and it is. It's absolutely not fantastic, but it sucks for you guys. And certain times in at-bats, you're like, geez, give me one break.
Six yeah. slider somewhere. Yeah.
Exactly, but it's also, I think it just speaks to the talent and to the, just the depth of the conference. And it does not surprise me for one second that Tricarico would say that. Tricarico transferred in this year from Canisius, member of the MAC conference, in a conference that when I worked at Marist College for a while, those guys were good too, and that's not really a knock on anybody or conference. It's just wild to think. Food spots. I'm a big food guy. Where do you guys like to eat, or are you just not really into food yet?
100% Dario's.
Dario's. Definitely.
Good old
Dario's.
Chicken taco bowl from
yeah,
Dario's.
100%.
I like to think Dario likes me. He always gives me the elbow when I walk out.
100%.
Okay, you don't know whether to give him the fist or the elbow. I never know.
I don't either. I hit him with the forearm sometimes. Yeah. And sometimes I just look really awkward. But whatever, the food's damn good. So that's So that's pretty good. Any other spots, like when your parents might come to, you know, come to town to go? I mean, I like those Portuguese restaurants.
The parents are coming, we're definitely going to Tops Diner. Yeah. That's expensive, but when the parents come, come on, no excuse for not Tops.
Are you guys, I mean, I would assume yes, but favorite baseball teams?
Mets.
Yankees. Yeah.
Yankees opening day right now, so I appreciate you, you know, taking 15 minutes or 20 minutes here to not watch opening day. Hopefully it doesn't get rained out this year. Favorite
Met?
You'd
be sleeping if you weren't.
Hey, I hear that.
Mondays are an easy day.
It was a long weekend. You know, I understand that. Favorite Met?
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely Noah Syndergaard.
Yeah, I can't disagree.
Absolute stud.
Yeah, on every level.
The hair is awesome. You know, throws 100 miles an hour, 92 mile an hour slider.
Favorite Yankee?
Probably Jacoby Ellsbury or Brett Gardner, just because of the position, play the same position, you know.
Similar build, I think, to you, you know, not a huge guy. A funny story about Brett Gardner, back a few years ago, we played down at the College of Charleston, and he crushed us so much. He was the National Player of the Week. And we still talk, you know, to this day about some of the homers he hit off us that week. You know, I want to say that the College of Charleston maybe beat us like 60-something to 3 in three games. So yes, they scored over 20 runs several times, and he just absolutely crushed us. He was fantastic to watch. Your favorite? You've both now been around to I think every place in the NJAC. Your favorite college? You know. College stadium to go play. I guess all over. It doesn't have to be the NJAC.
There's really no series like the Rutgers nor Kane series. No matter how good they are, no matter how good we are, we always seem to play them like some of our best two games of the year. I don't know what it is, just it's an awesome experience playing Kane.
I agree. Actually, I was going to say the same exact thing. I love playing at Kane. It's a beautiful field. Always tough two games, no matter, like he said, no matter how good we are or how good they are, we always play each other very close, and either game go either way. And I played there a lot in high school, so I love playing there.
Last questions. We'll bring it back to Rutgers Newark baseball. 20 games left, 4-12 in the conference. Goals? Is there a tangible goal that you're going to get on the bus tomorrow that you know that you're working towards, or is it more of a let's take this thing one game at a time, bust our butts, and see what happens?
Yeah, I mean, you can't really look ahead. It's wake up that day and do what you have to do in that moment. We've looked ahead before. Past couple of years, we thought we were going to be really good, setting goals, like big goals, not accomplishing them. So, like, The new motto, trust the process. We're just going every day, one day at a time.
I think it's just focusing on that game that day, pretty much. I mean, as we saw, anybody could beat anybody in the conference, so it doesn't really matter who you're playing. You can't look past the series and say, well, we have Kane on Saturday, but we're playing so-and-so on Thursday, Friday. We could just focus on Saturday. It's that day you got to win, because every conference game,
everything matters.
Yeah, it means just as much, everyone.
It's a weird sport. Like, as soon as you start looking ahead to those, you know, the one that you looked over kind of comes back.
Yeah, haunted.
Comes back to bite you. Guys, I really appreciate the time. Again, you know, 5 straight, 15-5. You know, you're both playing fantastically, offensively and defensively. I hope I get to watch you guys soon. Any last words?
Thanks for having us. It was a good time being up here.
Yeah, hopefully we can do it again. And best of luck to you guys Tuesday. Again, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.